Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Gobler of the 75th Legislative District in Clearfield and Elk Counties. Representative Gobler, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House was in session this week and dealt with a really important issue, especially to those who need to travel on an international basis or get on airplanes, and that has to do with Real ID, which is some kind of federal mandate, I understand. It has to do with ID and the format of it. What's going on here?
In 2005, the federal government passed the Real ID Act, which required states to implement massive changes to their driver's licensing and identification card programs. And there's been a lot of controversy surrounding that federal mandate. And this week, we passed legislation that will allow us to comply with federal law while making sure to protect the interests of Pennsylvania taxpayers as well as those who are concerned about their privacy. What this bill will do is this will allow us to comply with the federal law in advance of the June 6th deadline we're currently facing to allow us to achieve hopefully another extension. And also it will allow us to make sure that citizens who do not wish to have their personal information shared and also people that don't wish to pay increased costs will not have to do so. And the way this will work is it will allow PennDOT to implement a two-tiered system where if somebody wants a Real ID compliant ID, they will be able to apply for that, go through the process and pay for it. But those who want to continue to have a standard ID in its current form will be able to do so and will be protected from having to pay the increased cost or deal with the increased compliance and paperwork. This is a good bill. It's going to the governor's desk, and I'm very proud to have had the opportunity to support this, protect Pennsylvania's taxpayers, and make sure that we can achieve compliance to give people the convenience that they require.
Also, Lyme disease is a big concern in Pennsylvania, and particularly in your district, because you have a lot of folks that live in rural areas. And I understand that this will help people to get treatment for Lyme disease, which I understand does involve some pretty serious medications at times. What's going on here?
Well, we see that Lyme disease is a huge problem, certainly across rural areas, and some of the highest concentrations of Lyme disease cases happens in our local area. And so House Bill 174 will require health insurance companies to cover the sort of treatment that is required to help people deal with long-term Lyme disease. And this is something that has required a lot of discussion, and certainly there is some disagreement on this issue, but certainly locally, the conversations that I've had, people are very concerned about this issue, and it's important that we have our health insurance covering the proper treatment that will allow people to deal with the long-term effects of Lyme disease. I'm very pleased that we passed this bill out of the House, and I'm looking forward to getting this bill over the goal line and signed into law.
And we're coming up on a holiday weekend. I understand it is one of those weekends that more people may be able to get out in the great outdoors and enjoy some fishing. What's going on here?
Well, certainly in our area, we appreciate our great outdoor heritage, and we appreciate the opportunity to celebrate the great outdoors. And the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission on Sunday, May 28th, will be hosting a Fish for Free Day in Pennsylvania to allow anyone, residents or non-residents in Pennsylvania, to legally fish on all Pennsylvania waterways. No license will be required on this day, but all other fishing regulations will still apply. This is the first of two dates that are set by the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission to enhance fishing opportunities. So I encourage everybody to get on out there, enjoy fishing, and if you're enjoying it, go on out, get yourself a fishing license, and enjoy it for the rest of the season.
Representative Gobler, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Matt Gobler.